USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. A day after speaking to the American people in his first Oval Office address, President Biden is set to sign the debt ceiling bill today.
The president, sitting behind his desk in the Oval Office, touted the success of this week's passing of the debt ceiling bill.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse. We're cutting spending and bringing the deficits down at the same time.
Biden added, we've protected our priorities, and he commended Speaker McCarthy and other congressional leaders in getting a deal done.
John Schaefer reporting the legislation suspends the debt ceiling and caps federal discretionary spending over the next 2 years. A train crash in India killed nearly 300 people and injured more than 1,000. Many are still believed to be trapped in the wreckage with little hope of finding anyone alive. Two passenger trains collided with a freight train yesterday in the deadliest rail accident in the country in over two decades. Parts of South Florida are under a flood watch this weekend due to Tropical Storm Arlene. It's the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties are under the flood watch. Rain is expected today before gusty winds, lightning, and thunderstorms move in this evening. Texas becomes the 19th state to ban gender-affirming care for minors. A bill signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott yesterday takes effect September 1st. It bans health care providers from prescribing hormones or puberty blockers to minors or doing surgeries that help with gender transition. The latest in the Spider-Man series is projected to make $90 million at the box office this weekend. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, a sequel to the 2018 flick Into the Spider-Verse, made over $17 million in Thursday previews. Also new is the Stephen King adaptation, The Boogeyman, which is expected to make around $15 million in its debut weekend. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Florida Panthers take the ice tonight in their first Stanley Cup Finals in more than 25 years. The matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights in Las Vegas, Florida's lone appearance in the finals came way back in 1996. Churchill Downs is suspending racing operations due to safety after 12 horses died as a result of injuries in the past month. Although no single factor has been identified as a potential cause, racing operations will be suspended for the rest of the spring meet. Federal regulators are warning users of Venmo and PayPal not to store cash in the app.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's director warned in a statement that payment apps have been increasingly used as substitutes for a traditional bank, but they don't have the same protections to make sure the cash is safe. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A federal judge in Texas is laying down the law on legal filings drafted with artificial intelligence.
U.S. District Judge Brantley Starr says attorneys have to file a certificate before appearing in court that states AI platforms either did not assist or were checked for accuracy using print reporters or traditional databases. Starr argued that the AI platforms like ChatGPT are prone to hallucinations and bias, and that they can fake content, such as quotes or citations. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.